Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Our focus this morning, the Fredericksburg Food Cooperative. This is a really interesting concept that's coming into being here, and we're going to let you know what's going on, how you can be involved in this. Three guests this morning to talk about it. Rich LaRochelle is a board member. He is here. Lawrence Latney is here, and Adam Schwartz is also here to talk about the Fredericksburg Food Cooperative. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for getting up early and coming in.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks so much for having us here.
Rich, I'll start with you. Describe what's going on here, because this is a really interesting concept, and I think something that a lot of people are going to be interested to find out about, if they don't know already.
Great. Well, we're trying to create a full-service grocery store in Fredericksburg that will focus on local products. So we're happy to have Lawrence Latney here with us from Plenum Organic Gardens. They're one of the folks who grow wonderful produce and the kind of thing that we'll be selling in the store. But we'll be a full-service grocery store. It'll be owned by the members. And so we incorporated in September 2015 with only five of us. And now we have 348 members. To become a member, everyone makes a one-time investment of $200 per household. And we also have a few business members and a church and a couple pastors and some chiropractic folks, and so our vision for this co-op is really around a couple of things. One, products. We want to have healthy local products, organic, as much as we can. Number two, environmental practices. We want to implement the most environmentally sustainable practices in all aspects of the business. Buying local is one big part of it. I've read that the typical food we eat on our dinner table has traveled 1,500 or more miles to reach us. So by buying local, that makes a huge difference. But we'll also have great practices in energy and other things. And then thirdly, it's about the community. It's about concern for community. It's about trying to provide information about the linkage between food and health, which we think is great. So those are kind of some of the things we're trying to do. We're anxious to get the store open. We need about 1,000 members to get the store open. And so we're on a very good track to get there.
So at this point, what people can do is become members.
Yes, they can go to our website, www.fredericksburgfoodcoop.com, click on the membership tab, make their one-time investment of $200 per family or per household, and they're a full member. And being a member will produce some real nice advantages in the future. When the store opens, anyone will be able to shop there. But members will have three advantages. They'll get discounts on groceries, and that's handled in different ways by different food co-ops. Number two, when the store makes money or makes a profit, it will get allocated back to the members based on how much shopping they do there. And then thirdly, members own the store, so they have a say in the operation. Any member can run for the board. They elect the board. It's their business. It's not owned by outside investors.
Lawrence, you're a farmer in the Northern Neck, right?
I am. My wife and I own Blenheim Organic Gardens. We're a certified organic produce farm.
What got you interested or involved in the food co-op?
Well, I saw it as part of the infrastructure that we need to build outlets for small farms. We do Herkamp's farmer's market on a semi-regular basis. We do a farmer's market in Williamsburg. We have local CSAs. And in an attempt to grow, we need more markets. And I saw it as a way for our own farm to grow. And probably more importantly, because that's sort of a long-term goal, more importantly, it just builds more infrastructure for small agriculture in this region. And it also makes a connection between the farm and the city in a town like Fredericksburg. I envision the co-op as being a place where the shoppers will become familiar with local farms and maybe even have more connections with local farms than, say, anybody that would ever go to a store like a Food Lion, where food is sort of an anomalous product. So I just looked at it as a community building function.
Well, and you take a look at the farmers market downtown. Spotsylvania's got farmers markets, Stafford does, and they're wildly popular.
That's true. Even though it seems like local food is available everywhere, it's still a challenge for small farmers to get markets for their product. So any additional outlet such as the food co-op is a real advantage for small farmers.
Adam Schwartz here with the Cooperative Way. Before we get started with continue to talk about the food cooperative, talk about the Cooperative Way and what that is.
Thanks very much. The Cooperative Way is a consulting firm that works with cooperatives of all different types to help them succeed. And one of the things that excites me most about this cooperative business model is that it works at all different scale. So this Fredericksburg Food Co-op, once it gets started, will be probably on the smaller end, generating several million dollars worth of revenue in the early years. But then we have cooperatives that generate billions of dollars in revenue. Mm-hmm. And some of the biggest household brand names like Cabot Cheese or Organic Valley, Land O'Lakes, Welch's are all cooperatives. Ace Hardware, True Value, another example of cooperatives. They're also some of the leaders in the fair trade movement, making sure that farmers get a fair price. So there's a co-op called Equal Exchange that sources cocoa, tea, chocolate, sugar from developing countries, make sure that the farmers get paid a fair price so that people like Lawrence can stay in business, and very high-quality products. So there's a real opportunity for all of your listeners to support co-ops. When they go to the grocery store, they can look for where the product is sourced from if it's from a co-op. And then also, of course, the most popular co-op in the country are credit unions. Every credit union is a financial cooperative owned by the members. And then right here in Fredericksburg, of course, in this area, we have Rappahannock Electric Co-op, which is a provider of electricity. So there are all sorts and shapes and sizes and serve probably 150 million people are members of co-ops in this country.
Yeah, let me jump in here, picking up on a point that Adam made about co-ops are prevalent throughout the U.S., electric co-ops, credit unions, even in our own community. And so really that brings home the point that what we're trying to do with this Fredericksburg Food Co-op is really nothing new. Mm-hmm. It's really, we're really kind of standing on the shoulders of people who have done this before us. It's a proven business model. The consumer-owned business model is a proven business model. It's successful around the country. It's how rural America got electricity. It's how a lot of people get credit through credit unions. It's how farmers come together to stay in business. And so we're really following the model that that's been used really for hundreds of years. I think that helps to give people confidence that this is not something that the three of us or our board are dreaming up. It's a well-known model, and it works extremely well.
How long has you been talking about this and to be at 348 members? How long has that taken to get there, Rich?
Well, we started talking, just a few of us, in mid-year in 2015, and we decided, hey, let's go for it.
Yeah.
So we incorporated it in September 2015. We got some help from the Friendly City Food Co-op. They're one of two established food co-ops in Virginia. They're in Harrisonburg. They're about six blocks from James Madison University. They kindly shared with us their articles of incorporation. They met with us. They coached us. And we developed our articles of incorporation along the same lines that they had. And we filed them, got them approved on September 17th by the State Commerce Commission. So we were... we're a legal entity, but there were just a few of us. We like to say that there were five foolish members to begin with. And so from that, we've gotten the word out in the community. The Freelance Star has written some nice articles about us, Front Porch, Fredericksburg Today, and so forth. We've held a number of meetings at the library. We've held, we're at First Friday, every First Friday, either at Liberty Town or at Artful Dimensions or some other gallery. Every first Thursday, we're at Legumes for a happy hour. And we do many sessions where medical doctors like Patrick Neustadter, he did a nice session on cholesterol. You know, Delise Dickard made her house available to us. She's the author of Coming Unglutened, lives on Amelia Street. So we've been working to try to get the word out. And as we're growing, we're also trying to live up to our mission of providing information about food and health. And so that's a critical point. We've been at the farmer's market, and we're just having a good time doing this. And it's fun watching it grow. It's fun seeing people in the community hearing about the concept and embracing it.
We're going to continue on this morning. It's the Fredericksburg Food Cooperative. FredericksburgFoodCooperative.com is the website to get all kinds of information. More Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's the Fredericksburg Food Cooperative this morning. Information on what is a growing movement, and it's coming here, where it's a member-owned grocery store is the ultimate hope here. And the website to find out more, FredericksburgFoodCooperative.com, has all the information. Rich LaRochelle, Lawrence Latney, and Adam Schwartz here. Adam, with the Cooperative Way and deals with cooperatives. To see what's going on with this, Adam, and to see just what, with as far as with just the whole nationwide, everyone wants to eat fresh and is looking for that. This is a pretty exciting thing, and I'm sure for you to watch this take place locally has to be exciting.
Absolutely. It's great. I'm relatively new to the Fredericksburg area. I just moved here July of last year and got involved right away at Rich's urging, and he called his original founders five foolish people. I would call them five visionary leaders, and I'm very appreciative for the good work that they've done. And also the fact that this food co-op here in Fredericksburg is connected to a much broader community of co-ops. There's roughly about another 150 food co-ops that are in different phases of getting formed now in communities across the country, from Florida to Alaska, Maine to California. So that's very exciting. And then it's also tied to a much broader community of all the different types of co-ops that I mentioned before. So seeing that this movement grow, and for me, that's one of the great joys of my work, is that it allows people to do something on a very local level that connects them to something that's going on a national and indeed global basis, because co-ops exist in just about every country in the world as well.
Well, and Rich, what you're trying to do here, it's interesting that a few years ago, whenever you talked about wanting to eat fresh food and having this emphasis, there used to be a time where if you wanted to do that, you were a tree hugger. You get to the point now where Tom Brady talks about he generally eats only plant-based foods, and a lot of people are on that track.
Yes, because I think there's more research on the link between food and health, and we all want to be healthy as we get older, as we it becomes more important probably, but even with our children, childhood obesity is a big issue. And so there's no doubt that we each have our own individual approach to eating, and that's fine. But eating a little bit healthier, exercising a little more, it can just make a long-term difference in one's overall enjoyment of life. And so that's part of what our mission is as a food co-op as well.
No, you think about the food co-op, you think about the trails that Fredericksburg has. And instead of America's most historic city, you can make it America's healthiest city.
That is an exciting development. That would be an exciting development. And I think this is a healthy community. It's been as you said, the trails are fantastic. There's great jogging, biking, a lot of great activities mm-hmm. on the river. We're blessed to be in such a beautiful place. We're blessed to have the agriculture we have here. A lot of areas don't have that. We do. And so what we want to do is really take advantage of that. As I said, local is really kind of the brand of a food co-op. It's owned by the members. It's based on local foods. Nationwide food co-ops, 20% of what they sell is locally produced compared to 6% for conventional grocery stores. There's lots of things we have to bring in. If someone wants to eat bananas or pineapples, we're not going to grow them locally.
Yeah.
Or paper products or those kinds of things. But to the extent we can grow things locally, buy things locally, make them available to the members, that's going to be our approach.
Well, and Lawrence, for you, you're farming in Westmoreland, but involved here in bringing produce to the farmers market in other areas. Like you said a few minutes ago, this is just adds another. You're able to make an even closer connection to people and just introduce them to what you do and what you have to offer.
Well, yeah, the more people we can reach, obviously, the more economic progress we can make as a farm.
Yeah,
it's an interesting conundrum that as the local food movement across the country has picked up speed, it's becoming increasingly harder every year for small farmers to make money. And I'm sure that's a common denominator yeah. among a lot of small business people. So it's really encouraging to see a community reach out to try to expand its concept of local food. And that's what attracted us to the food co-op, it's just part of an awakening of downtown Fredericksburg or Fredericksburg mm-hmm. itself
yeah.
To really what's available here and what improves the quality of life. You were speaking about sort of how Fredericksburg has become the walking trails. Downtown redevelopment has just been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The town is starting to recognize the potential of the Rappahannock River. Downtown has so many attractions, a great restaurant scene, brew pubs now popping up, and really the only thing that's missing is a permanent local food store that will, I think, supplement, say, the success of the Herkamp Market. And I'm just very encouraged by what I see happening in Fredericksburg.
If I could just jump in on that, and we get great inspiration by looking at other co-ops and what they do. And so our friends at Friendly City Food Co-op in Harrisonburg, they have a full-time employee whose job it is to work with local producers to increase what the food co-op can buy from them. There are food co-ops in the upper Midwest who, in the dead of winter, they get together with all of their farmers and they plan who's going to grow what. You know, who can give us broccoli? This is how much we need. Who can give us tomatoes and squash? And so it's all coordinated. So yeah. it increases what the farmers can produce. It gives the farmers certainty on price. And it helps the local consumers. So it's a very inspiring thing to watch other co-ops. This summer, two of our co-op members, Nora and Larry Lesser, who are chiropractors here in town, they were going on vacation in Vermont. And I said, well, you can't just go and have a good time. You got to visit food co-ops. And so they went and visited a food co-op in Burlington, and they sent us a couple photos back. And one of them was a photo of the food co-op there has a hot and cold food bar, which we plan to have, and a deli. And what they had is, above every food item, they had a photograph of the farmer who grew that food, his or her name, the name of the farm, and the address, so that everyone could see, this food is grown locally. Carrots don't come from aisle five and milk from the dairy counter. There's a person who grows this stuff, and that person is part of our community. We embrace them, and we want to work together. We want the dollars to stay local, and it's just a win-win for everyone. So that's the kind of thing that is really inspiring to us.
No, I think that's what why people like the farmers market. You can go and you can. Yes. If you're there, Lawrence, I can stand there and talk to you about things you grow or how this was. You know, it's a totally different. It's totally different when you talk to the person.
Well, you know, it's a tool for community development and yes. cohesion. And yeah. the farmers market somehow has become a gathering place. A community center on weekends, and I see the co-op is becoming that on a more daily basis because the people that are drawn to the farmers markets are curious about their local environment, and they want to connect with the people that provide food as opposed to going down the street to the grocery store and just picking up a pound of tomatoes off the display. So there is some value for the dollar that you spend at a farmer's market, and I would assume at the local co-op when you shop and you know you have a personal connection suddenly with the food you're buying, and that also goes a long way in assuring you and your family that you're getting a better quality and fresher product.
I want to pick up on that point that Lawrence said about community. If you like the farmers market on Saturdays, imagine if we could have that 7 days a week, mm-hmm. where neighbor greets neighbor. We get to humanize our interactions with one another. Every co-op works on these seven cooperative principles, and one of the key ones there is this concern for community that makes sure that we have a vibrant, good, thriving place to live, and the democratic member control. Rich was elected to the board in an election that I participated in, and then anyone who becomes a member for that $200 investment is then able to run for the board. And it gives local communities the chance to practice democracy in a way that they can see the fruits of their labors right there in a constructive way, where people of all ideologies can come together around this concept of creating a real community and good food place.
Adam Schwartz here, Lawrence Latney, and Rich LaRochelle. More on Town Talk this morning. We're talking about the Fredericksburg Food Cooperative, FredericksburgFoodCooperative.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It is the Fredericksburg Food Cooperative this morning. Good conversation. Rich LaRochelle here. He's a board member. Also, Lawrence Latney is here, a Westmoreland County farmer, and Adam Schwartz with the Cooperative Way here. Lawrence, what got you into farming? What got you interested in working the land?
Well, Ted, I grew up on the farm I live on, and so I assume there's some sort of farming in the blood syndrome. But anyway, the longer I lived on the farm, the more I started having a feeling that I needed to make the farm sort of pay for itself, at least, I became more and more intrigued with the idea of farming on a commercial scale. The way my wife Becky and I got into farming, we had always grown a garden, and we expanded it every year. And it got to the point where we were just planting and growing more produce and couldn't give it all away. The pleasure of growing was sort of the end result. And we had a number of friends in Westmoreland County that grew produce commercially. And It just sort of planted the idea with us to give it a try. So we began in a little farmer's market at the tip of the Northern Neck in Irvington, which was only once a month. And so it was a great way just to be amateurs at it and go there. But in the course of doing Irvington, we got recruited by the city of Williamsburg, which was looking for farmers to start their farmer's market, which began about 17 years ago.
Okay.
And so we started doing that, and that was in the year 2000. And so that's when we really became full-time farmers. But the genesis of it was a hobby that just grew into a business.
It's Blenheim Organic Farms or that's Gardens?
It's Blenheim Organic Gardens. We're certified organic. We get inspected every year and have to reapply. It's a certification program that's coordinated by the Department of Agriculture. And we have been expanding every year since we started.
And I would think if this food cooperative, when it becomes a reality, you'll be expanding even more.
Well, I hope so. And not just us, but other farms. And one of the positive things I see about the proposal here for the food co-op is that it provides another opportunity for landowners to use farmland for what its best purpose is, and that's raising crops. Fortunately, the trend in the Fredericksburg area of suburbanization has slowed down to some extent. And I think the population in this region is realizing what's at stake if we continue to expand suburbia across the landscape. So it's great to see a proposal like the food co-op offer a alternative to the loss of cropland. On the Northern Neck, I'm president of the Northern Neck Land Conservancy, and I have been quite concerned about preserving farmland for the future. Mm-hmm. And that's really been an issue here. It also impacts water quality of life for people. There are a lot of advantages to preserving the rural culture that we have in this area. And the surest way to do it is to have a secure economic base for farms.
Adam Schwartz, I would think that with the Cooperative Way, something like this really is an investment in farms like Lawrence's and others.
Exactly. It's for the $200 membership fee, what people are getting is really a local investment that they can see, touch, feel, and utilize. I know that a lot of folks, if you've got a full-time job and you've got a 401k program or something like that, the money gets swept out of your paycheck every 2 weeks, and you really have no idea where it's going. This offers us an opportunity to invest right in our own community. One of the things I'm fond of saying is that Yogi Berra never said it, but we all live locally. And if we live locally, shouldn't we invest locally in our community? And that's what cooperatives give us that opportunity to do so. And I spent 25 years as a lobbyist on Capitol Hill. And one of the, for me, one of the great days in that part of my career was on a day when I lobbied Bernie Sanders, and we all know who he is. And I also lobbied a gentleman by the name of Senator Jerry Moran, who's a very conservative senator from Kansas. And they both agreed with me about cooperatives. And that's when the proverbial light bulb went off in my head, that we really do have a very, very special business model here that is it's an economic model, that there has to be a business case for the co-op to get started. it, but there also has to be a social impact and a social good that's going to come from it. And I know that hopefully within a year or two, we're going to see that right here in Fredericksburg with this new food co-op, just as we're currently seeing it with the credit unions and the electric co-op, Rappahannock Electric, that serves us currently. So I'm excited to be part of this and to do what I can to bring this local effort to and connect it to the national and international movements.
Lawrence, were you going to jump in a second ago when Lawrence or Rich, when Lawrence was talking, I think you wanted to jump in.
Yeah, I was just going to say about the point that Lawrence was making and Adam as well, that with respect to being an investment, when a person decides to become a member, they make the one-time investment of $200. They can do it on our website. And what they get really, first of all, is they get a food co-op. They get this institution in the local community that's committed to making a difference in so many ways. Number two, what they get is when the store makes money, it gets allocated back to them. There's no outside investors. With another type of grocery store, if the store makes money, it goes back in dividends to investors who might live in Europe or China or South America or San Francisco or any place in the world. With a local co-op, it goes back to the local consumers. I mentioned earlier about my friends, the Lessers, and when they were visiting this Vermont co-op, they took a photo of a plaque that was in the co-op, which was that in 2015, the co-op made a profit. It returned an average of $82 per member that year in 2016. And in total, that was over $900,000. So you think about it, if you've got a local grocery store co-op, food co-op, that year after year pumps $900,000 or $1 million back into the local community, it makes a difference. And so that's part of the return on investment. Part of it is the money coming back to the members based on when the store makes a profit. Part of the return is helping local farmers stay in business. So we preserve a way of life. It has benefits for the farmers. It has benefits for all of us. It helps the environment. And part of it is just being part of this national and international co-op movement that every day focuses on what's best for people. And it's something, as Adam said, everyone can get around. A co-op is not about a political point of view. One of the things I like to think about is everyone eats. Democrats, Republicans, Socialists, Green Party people, it doesn't matter. We all eat. And why not have a food co-op where you can buy the groceries with all the other benefits?
Well, and Adam, I would think that localities would this makes this area look, as businesses look to move here, we always talk about looking at schools or transportation. You see there's something like this.
Absolutely. It shows a connection to the community that and the roots go deep. And unlike some large multinational investor-owned businesses, they'll come to a community for a short term, and then if the profits aren't what somebody in some corporate location far away from the community makes a decision, they then close the business. And we've seen that model with big box stores time and time again. The sustainability of locally owned businesses is greater because people have a real stake in it. They've got actual skin in the game. And then when you have that local support, and it allows people to back up their investments with their patronage, sometimes on a daily basis if you're doing your grocery shopping. So it really works, and that sense of community and connection is vital.
So that's a good point, because when you look at what makes downtown Fredericksburg so attractive, it is the locally owned businesses and the locally owned initiative that is building great restaurants, brew pubs, local art.
Yes.
And the food co-op fits right into that trend.
So, Rich, you need 1,000 members to build the store. It's what number or what point when you get to a certain point will you start looking to where you might want to locate a store?
Right. So let me talk a little bit about sort of the benchmarks that are laid out. We're following a model that's really developed by the Food Cooperative Initiative, which is a nonprofit group created about 10 years ago to help start up food co-ops. And so the main benchmarks of this, number one, when we get to 300 members, the recommendation is that we commission a market study. We've done that. Our board last November realized we were probably going to hit the 300 mark by the end of the year. So we sought proposals. We got three proposals. We commissioned someone. She did a great study, and it reinforced what we all felt we knew. We worked a little bit with the University of Mary Washington, and we did some back-of-the-envelope stuff. But the market study confirmed that this is a great community for a food co-op. It's got the right economics. It's got the right demographics. It's got a gap in terms of this access to healthy local foods. And so we're very enthused by that. The next major benchmark is when we get to 800 members, we'll enter into a legal agreement to lease or buy a space. We've looked at some spaces in Fredericksburg. We're committed, obviously, to being in Fredericksburg. It's called the Fredericksburg Food Co-op. And until the recommendation is to wait until we get a little bit larger, until we lock down a space. When we get to 1,000 members, we'll open the store. So those are the main benchmarks. When we get to 1,000 members, we'll all have even bigger smiles on our face than we have now.
FredericksburgFoodCooperative.com is the website, and when we come back, we'll wrap this up and talk about, again, how you can become a member and the importance of becoming a member. Rich LaRochelle, Lawrence Latney, and Adam Schwartz here. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg Food Cooperative, our focus this morning, Rich LaRochelle, a board member with the cooperative, among our guests this morning. Rich, this is one of the, it's been an exciting show because so often, a lot of times, we're talking about issues or something that someone may be interested in but doesn't have a direct impact. This is something where we all can have an impact. And if you want to join something like this, this is a chance to get involved right now on the ground floor.
Yes, exactly. So it's an opportunity for anyone who wants to join. One of the co-op principles is open and voluntary membership. So anyone in the community, no matter who they are, who wants to become a member, we welcome them, we embrace them, and they have an equal vote with any of us. As I mentioned earlier, there were five initial board members. A new member will have the same vote as all of us will have. So we'd love to have people join. Even before our store opens, we're doing a number of events. I'll mention that we're at First Friday. The fourth Thursday of every month, we do a plant-based cooking class at St. George's. And we're doing a wonderful, we're sponsoring a wonderful movie called Seed, The Untold Story. It'll be March 1st at the Regal Cinemas. People can go to our website and they can purchase a ticket. We're excited by bringing the community together. More than around 80 people or so have already bought tickets, and so it'll be a wonderful event. But you're right. Everyone can be part of this. I'm at the point in my life, I'm a young 64-year-old, but I want to work on projects where the benefit will outlive me, and this food co-op is the kind of institution where if it's done right, it'll produce benefits to this community long after all of us are gone. Environmental benefits, health benefits, pulling the community together. And that's what excites me about this food co-op.
Adam, you told me, and you were right, that Rich was not going to mention it, but that we have a Hall of Famer in our midst.
That's right. You can tell Rich's passion, and I have been so honored to know him for 25 years. And later this year, he'll be inducted into the Cooperative Hall of Fame, which is really the highest honor the community can bestow on someone. And you can see, I think, even in this short time, why that makes sense. And I'd also like to point out to any of your listeners who maybe are interested in this business model, certainly we've been talking a lot about the food co-op, but we have entrepreneurs. There are co-ops that are in the IT industry, engineering, home cleaning, taxi cabs. There's anything you can imagine doing. I am, in addition to owning the Cooperative Way, part of a co-op called CDS Consulting Co-op, which is a co-op of 35 consultants around the country, and we formed a co-op to help other co-ops. So the business model works at all different scales, and there's lots of opportunities out there. Next month, I'll be going to Madagascar to work with vanilla co-op farmers on a volunteer basis with a program called Farmer to Farmer through the National Cooperative Business Association. So there's lots of opportunities for people, no matter what your interests are, to get involved in co-ops.
How can people get in touch with you, Adam?
The cooperativeway.coop is my website. So and there's a contact form right there. So just all one word, the cooperativeway.coop. That .coop extension is exclusively for co-ops and their support organizations.
Lawrence, I'll be looking for you at the farmers market come this spring over there on by Hurricane Park on William Street. You mentioned earlier in the show about CSAs, and my wife and I have gotten involved in that, and it's what a great way. In our case, we get a half a box of produce every week, and you learn about things, and it's this is a nice stepping stone to something like a food cooperative.
Yeah, the CSA has sort of set the stage for something like this, and in a vague way, a CSA is somewhat like a food cooperative, mm-hmm. because you've banded together people that whose contributions have helped pay for the produce and encourage the farmer to provide it. The CSA at Blenheim Organic Gardens, we've offered a CSA in Fredericksburg for several years. We also have one in Falls Church and one that picks up at the farm. And this year, for the first time, we're going to actually be growing produce for the Fredericksburg area CSA. And we are talking with them now, planning for what crops we'll need and sort of a crop budget so we can order seeds and that sort of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, we're looking forward to that. And I just see the CSA as another way to bring people together over food.
Do you have a website? Does Blenheim Organic Gardens have a website?
We don't, but we have Facebook and Instagram, and it would be Blenheim Organic Gardens for Facebook and Blenheim Organic Gardens on Instagram.
Okay. Well, Rich, this is great stuff. Again, if people want to get involved, and that's really the bottom line here right now, you need numbers, you need people.
Yes, the bottom line right now is we need to build our membership. One thought that reverberates with me is that every time we shop, we're voting with our dollars for the kind of world we want to see. And what we're trying to do with the food co-op is give people a chance to make an investment in a business that will create the kind of world that we all want to see.
And again, it is FredericksburgFoodCooperative.com, and that'll give you all the information about what's out there and what you need to do. And again, 348 members at this point, 1,000 is what you're looking for.
And Rich and I co-teach a class at the University of Mary Washington, so if there's any students out there or folks who want to learn more about the co-op business model, they can look it up at the University of Mary Washington course catalog as well.
So, okay, what's it called? What's the course called?
It's the Introduction to Cooperative Business.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this Adam, this does really seem to be a model for, especially for this. I mean, you see a lot of these models now, but for this is exciting for this community to have this option here.
It is, and the fact that it you know brings the community together, as we've talked about it, and ties it to this much broader movement, I think is what people are really longing for. So it's been one of the great joys in my life that I stumbled upon it, and it's when you get to work and live your purpose, there's nothing better.
Well, Rich, I can't remember usually any kind of a city issue that we deal with. It's either parking or traffic or someone's upset about this or that. There doesn't seem this is the kind of issue where you don't seem like we've talked earlier. You don't have a lot of people against you.
No, it's a positive. We've had great support in the community. I noticed one of your initial advertisers was Creative Color.
Yeah.
I got to say, John Van Hoy. We do all of our printing with him. He is a fantastic individual. We've gotten great support from the CSAs, from the city government. I couldn't even name all the people who have supported us. I know I would leave some out. But I'll add you, Ted Schubel, to that list.
It's great to have you, and we're going to have you guys back frequently to talk about this.
Thank you so much for having us today.
FredericksburgFoodCooperative.com is the website. Again, it is the Fredericksburg Food Cooperative, and it is growing. That's it for Town Talk. Rich, Lawrence, and Adam, thank you again so much.
Thanks for listening.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
On News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.